It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I'm going to pray for you in the end of the program. But if you need a prayer, you can call that number and somebody will be praying for you and your needs. Our God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. And we are His witnesses. We are doing this program to encourage you, to let you know that Jesus Christ is doing miracles. He does miracles. And we are going to study each and every miracle or each and every healing He did in the Bible. And we are going to see if God gives us the same power to each and every one of us. Today, we are going to talk about the healing, that lady who has the issue of blood for 12 years. That story is given in Matthew chapter 9, Luke chapter 8, and Mark chapter 5. Mark is a little bit giving in detail, so you could read a book of Mark chapter 5, starting from 25 to 34. Now here is the story. The name is not given, it's a certain woman. Her name is not given because she was not important to anybody. I don't know that lady was married, unmarried, or what is her story. But one thing I know, this lady had enough money. We will learn as we talk about her. This lady has the issue of blood. And many people do not know what the issue of blood is. Some people say she is hemorrhaging. But I think this is some kind of ladies have a monthly period, and that's the kind of disease she had. But most of the ladies, they will have at least a week or so and they'll stop. But this lady had maybe every month or every day, but she was suffering for 12 years. That's a long, long time. We don't know her age, when she started. Did she start when she was 16, 17, 18? We don't know. But you can add that 12 years to her life, so it's a long time. And this lady, the Word of God says, she went to doctors. Not one doctor, the Word of God says many doctors in town. She might have travel everywhere, and the Word of God says she spent all of her money. When all the money is gone, and she is not better, but the Word of God says she became worse. Now somebody will say, how come? You go to doctor, you spend your money, you're supposed to be better. But when you go to different doctor will give different medicine. And if you go and tell the other doctor, I took this medicine, nothing working, they will give another medicine. And each and every medicine has side effect. And sometimes we don't know what was wrong in her body. We are in 21st century. This was 2000 years ago. So she suffered a lot. That means she spent her money. Instead of getting better, she became worse. And now she has no other choice but trust in God. That's what happens. Some people first, they spend their money, go everywhere looking for cure, and when there is no answer, then they turn to God. The Word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. First of all, when you have a problem, call upon Jesus. Now, this lady heard about Jesus. She said somebody might have told her, Jesus is coming in this town, and this is your last chance. You better go and do something. So the Bible says she thought what she's going to do. She thought in her mind, I don't have much strength to go and touch him or ask him to pray for me. I'm going to go silently and I'll go behind Jesus Christ and I will touch thread of his garment. That means Jesus Christ might be wearing a prayer shawl or something, and she wants to touch the thread of the prayer shawl. I heard that each and every thread has the Bible scripture or something. So she thought, I'm going to touch the Word of God or touch Jesus Christ by faith. Now I'm thinking in my spirit, this many people crowding Jesus Christ, she has no chance. And second thing, she is having the issue of blood. When somebody is bleeding in those days, they cannot go in the public, they cannot touch anybody. But if they touch someone, that means that person is unclean. And so that person has to take a bath. Now hundreds and thousands of people are coming, so she doesn't want to touch anybody but touch Jesus. So she's thinking in her mind, if Jesus Christ comes in my way, I will crawl and I will touch his garment and I will be healed. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he's God himself. Before she could come and touch, he knew somebody wants to touch me. Somebody wants to get healed. So he might be passing by her door, we don't know. So she didn't have to go too far, and he's passing by her front yard or something, so she had very good chance to touch his garment, and she did. And the Word of God says she, as soon as she touched the garment of Jesus Christ, instantly the flow of blood stopped. She could feel in her spirit not only the bleeding stop, but she got the supernatural energy. She got so strong and she stood and started walking without saying to anybody anything. She thought, wow, nobody noticed. I'm healed. Whatever I said, I got it. Mark chapter 11, if you read, starting from verse 23, says, whatever you pray, believe it and you receive it and you will have it. So she thought, I'm going to touch and I'm going to get healed. And her faith was so strong. She touched and she got healed right away. Word of God says, immediately she got healed. And she walked away. Now only one person going other way means going away from Jesus. And most of the crowd is following Christ. So it was very easy to find out who touched. Jesus Christ says, who touched me? Disciples and other people start saying, so many people are touching you. How can you say that? He said, I know the virtue, the power, the healing power went through me. I could feel it. I know somebody touched me by faith. And so when he said that, the lady knew, this is no secret now. Jesus already came to know, so I'm going to tell him the story. So she turned around. When Jesus turned around, she is the only one going other way. And so everybody saw, this is the only one lady going other way. So whatever Jesus said was truth. So she came back and she said to Jesus Christ all her story. Jesus Christ says, daughter, your faith is great. You got healed by your faith. Go, you will not have any more problem. No more bleeding, no more pain, no more suffering. You don't have to spend any more penny to anyone. Go in peace, go in comfort, and be whole. And the lady went rejoicing. Isn't it wonderful? Without paying a single penny, you can get healed. What do you need? Just that lady had a faith. If I touch Jesus Christ by faith, I will be healed. Today we have the Word of God. You can read the so many healing scriptures. And you can touch Jesus Christ by faith. And the people of God, just like me, are ministers of God. They can encourage you. One day there was one lady a Catholic lady, and she told her husband, go and call Pastor Peter. And she had the issue of blood. She was a nurse, and they were not poor. Her husband had a very good job, and he was making thousands of dollars, and she was nurse, so they had lots of money, and so they might have spent lots of money in medicine. But she didn't have any answer. So she was a little shy to come to church and tell in front of other people, so she thought she could call Pastor Peter to her house. Here in the early in the morning, I was praying in my church. As I was praying, God showed me that family. And he said, go to that family, they need prayer. That place was only 2 miles from me. I took a bicycle early in the morning and I went to their house. As I reached to their steps, the man was taking the bicycle from his house. And he said, did angel tell you something? I said, well, God inspired me to come here. I don't know what the problem is. He said, come on in. I went and he said to his wife, tell your problem to Pastor Peter. She said, I cannot tell you tell. Then he said, I cannot tell you tell. And so I said, don't tell me. God knows everything. Otherwise, I won't be coming here. And I just prayed and left. I didn't know what the problem was. Later on, the lady called me. She said, Pastor Peter, I had the issue of blood. Jesus Christ healed me. As soon as you prayed, I was healed. She said, now I have faith. My sister married to a medical doctor for 12 years and no children. Could you please pray for her so she would have a son or daughter? I said, well, tell her I'm going to pray such and such a day, stay indoor. I will pray in my church, you pray in your house. Let's three people gather together and pray. God will hear our prayer. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, it says, two people agree touching anything, he will hear prayer, and two or three gather together in his name, he will be in their midst. So I encouraged her, and she called her sister, and we prayed. By the grace of God, she became pregnant, and she delivered the baby boy. The point I'm making, God answers prayer. The money didn't heal her, Jesus healed her. One time, I was in a different town, and I was in the third floor. And the man told me to pray for certain people, so I was praying, and he told other people to come to his house. So there was one man bringing his wife like a baby in his arms. And when the lady came and I asked her, sister, what can I do for you? She said, I have an issue of blood. I said, since how long? She says, 8 years. I said, well, do you know the story in a book of Mark? She said, I don't know. I told her there was a lady, she had the issue of blood just like you for 12 years. But she touched Jesus Christ and Jesus healed her. She said, that means I have to wait 4 more years? I said, no. If God can heal 12 years disease or issue of blood, same Jesus is here. I'm going to pray for you, and today, right now, God is going to touch you and heal you. And I laid hand on her head and start praying. When I start praying, she starts saying, something warm coming from my head. Maybe somebody's pouring warm oil and is going through my body. And when I finished prayer, she stood. She said, I feel that issue of blood is gone. And she felt like the same, the 12 years deceased lady. She got a lot of strength. She stood and started praising God and glorifying God. And when she went home, she went walking. She walked from third floor to the ground floor. And from there, she had to go to her house, maybe 3 to 5 miles. What I'm trying to say, what Jesus did, Jesus even didn't know that lady was touching, but he knew he was a God, he knew, but people didn't know. He said, somebody touched me by faith, and that person got healed. So I believed if Jesus prayed for those people, and those people got healed, and if anyone has the same disease, if I pray, God will heal. And I just gave two examples. Point I'm making, Jesus Christ is alive. The Word of God says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's unchangeable God. He wants you to touch Him by faith. You might be not suffering for 12 years. You might be suffering for a day, a week, or two, or maybe month, or 6 months. Or someone might be suffering maybe 20 years. Doesn't matter. God knows your problem. He wants to touch you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to set you free. See here what happened? This lady secretly coming and touching and healed and going away. If Jesus would have said, let her go away, I don't want to embarrass her. This is the issue of blood. These Pharisees will make a big story that everybody is contaminated and this and that. He didn't care. He wanted this lady to testify. So when he called her and she came and testified everything exactly what I said. And when the people heard it, they knew. 12 years having all kinds of doctor examine her and giving different kinds of medicine. She did not heal or she did not got any comfort, but she got more pain. She became worse. Just think, if she didn't find Jesus, she would have been dead. She was a dying woman, didn't have strength or power. What I'm trying to say, if Jesus touched you or He heals you, what you supposed to do? You're supposed to tell somebody. You're supposed to say, Jesus healed me. There is nothing to be ashamed. There are so many different kinds of disease. In today's world, if the girl has a disease, tuberculosis, and she got healed, she will not tell anybody because nobody will marry her. Or she had some kind of cancer and she got healed by cancer. She would not tell anybody because somebody would say maybe she would not have any children. So the people do not tell this true story to other people. But I'm telling you, if you tell somebody, God is going to bless you more. Other day I heard one man had the cancer of brain. Doctor told him, you're going to die. You're not going to live. And he says, when some secretions start coming from your nose, and that will be salty, and that means you're going to die. And one night it happened. Man went to the doctor. He said, this is what happened. This is what you said. He said, okay, we're going to give more chemotherapy. But God told him, don't take any chemotherapy. I'm going to heal you. Man believed and told the doctor, Jesus is going to heal me. 3 days later, this man goes for checkup. Doctor did the x-ray and he said, there is no trace of cancer or anything in there. It's completely healthy brain. And they showed two pictures. That man just gave the testimony the other day on TV. The point I'm making, today in 21st century, we have advanced technology. We have all kinds of medicine. But people are still dying. Why can't we give chance just like this lady? She went to many doctors, but she decided to go to Jesus. You might be Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or no God at all. Why you have to suffer? When you go to doctor, do you ask doctor, if you are Hindu, don't touch me, or if you are Muslim, don't operate me, or if you have some other religion, I don't believe you. Some people might be thinking, I want to go to a Christian doctor. Some ladies will say, I don't want any ladies, any man touching me. I want only the ladies examine me. But somebody says, this doctor is very famous. And so they say, okay, doesn't matter, he can touch me. The point I'm making, if you go to any doctor, if that doctor doesn't believe in God or his habits are not good or anything, but you're looking for cure, the same way, if you're looking for cure for your physical body, and you tried everything and nothing happened, come to Jesus. Jesus is not going to just touch your physical body, he's going to touch your spirit. He's going to make you completely whole. Your life will be transformed. Jesus Christ said, oh, heavy laden, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Rest comes when there is no problem, no sickness, no disease, no financial problem, no other problems. That's the time you have rest. Jesus is calling you. You just listen to Jesus Christ and come to him. Jesus says, healing is children's bread. So what I'm trying to say, if you give your life to Jesus Christ and say, Lord, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me. He will do it. Your life will be completely transformed. And then you can tell somebody, just like this lady had the courage to tell the whole story. You can do the same thing. I'm going to pray for you. First of all, give your heart to Jesus Christ. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When you pray this prayer, that means you already invited Jesus Christ into your heart. When Jesus Christ comes to your heart, what he does? He becomes Lord of your life. When he's the master and Lord of your life, that means he's going to run your life. The enemy has no power. Up to now, the enemy was leading your life, and you were slave to enemy. Slave to smoking, slave to drinking, slave to all other sins. And you may not have the victory over it. But once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you supernatural power to say no to other things. I prayed for some people who were change smoker or addiction. I prayed and they didn't like the smoke of cigarette. They didn't like taste of liquor. God can do it. There is nothing impossible with God. Now I'm going to pray for your sickness and disease. Now if somebody, some lady, had this kind of problem, you might have issue of blood, or you might have some problem which you cannot tell your husband, you cannot tell any man, you are afraid to go to doctor, Jesus' doctor is here, in your bedroom, in your house, in your hospital, in your privacy. You just simply say, Jesus, I need you. You touch me and heal me. Or your child doesn't know how to say anything. You just by faith touch your child and say, Jesus Christ is going to touch you and heal you. The children has a very sound faith. They can believe whatever you say and they believe it. Otherwise, they won't be learning anything. From the childhood, whatever you say, they learn. So if you say to the child, Jesus Christ is going to touch you, no bitter medicine, no painful injection, you believe Jesus Christ. That doesn't mean I'm saying do not take your children to the doctor. Every parent should take their children to doctor because they don't know what faith is. They don't know how to believe. But they can, if you tell them, Jesus is going to heal you, they will believe. But I would not tell any parents, don't take your children for the checkup or don't take your children for vaccination. That is the duty of parents. I did it for my children. And when they're 18, now I told them, you make your decision and you live for God. If you don't want to live by faith, that you can go to doctor, take the medicine, take the injection, it's free. God doesn't force anyone to believe in Him. God has given us a free will. We can believe in God, or we can just go away from God and walk away. He will not do anything. We have free will. Use your free will as I pray for you. Just touch somebody or touch your heart and let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we heard the story. Not one but three ladies had the same disease, and you touched them and healed them. If there is someone sitting or lying down in the hospital or in their house or in their privacy, you're going to touch them. You're going to heal them. You're going to deliver them. You're going to set them free. They are going to see the power of God. Just like that lady, I prayed for her in the third floor. She walked home with the power of God. The same God is going to touch you and heal you and deliver you and set you free. Say, Lord Jesus, give me that supernatural power. I believe in Jesus Christ for my healing. With His stripes, I am healed. Lord Jesus, give me that sound faith. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Amen? Now the work is done. Jesus Christ already touched you. Try to do something which you are not able to do before. Go to doctor for checkup, or go to church and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. Time is almost gone. I want you to call that number sometime and let me pray for you and your needs. God is doing signs and wonders and miracles. The time is almost gone. We are going to do these programs for the glory of God. Now, may God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.